It may surprise you to know that we've been in this stadium for 15 years. We're halfway through our lease. By my count, there are 17 NFL teams that are now playing in stadiums newer than ours. And we opened the stadium in 1998. We have put millions of dollars into the stadium since then. Most of that money has come directly from the Ravens. Some has come from the Maryland Stadium Authority. The project we're undertaking now is a continuing effort to improve the game day experience for our fans here at M&T Bank Stadium. We're going to be spending $35 million over the next 2 years. Let me summarize what these changes are going to be. Inside the seating bowl, we are going to put in a new high-definition ribbon board that will circle the middle of the stadium. It'll go all the way around. In the past, we have had semi-fixed signage on each side of the big Ravens vision boards in the end zones. Those fixed semi-fixed signage is going to be replaced by four LED high-definition video boards. These changes are going to enable us not only to satisfy our corporate sponsors, but also to provide more up-to-date information on game stats during our own game, but also out-of-town scores and statistics from other games around the league. So we think it's going to be a large improvement for the fans in the stadium, in the seating bowl. We're also going to renovate the lower concourse and the upper concourse. In past years, we've done major renovations to the club area and some renovations to the suite level. We're now turning our attention to the lower concourse and the upper concourse. For this season, the changes we made in the seating bowl will be done before the 2013 first preseason game. The changes in the lower concourse will also come before then. Changes in the upper concourse will become just before the 2014 season. In the lower concourse, the first thing we're going to do is renovate all the concession stands, and that's why Joe is here. If you have any questions about that, he can address them. One of the stands has already been completed. It's over near Gate A, and after this is over, you can go over and take a look at that one. But we're going to do similar total renovation to all the concession stands on the lower level. Second, we're going to renovate all the team stores on the lower level. That'll be a completely new look. You'll see some of the drawings up here of the changes we're making. I don't see the, you know, there's the team store right here. And you can see the concession stands in the background and this one as well. So that's two parts of it. Another major part of the introduction of large high-definition video boards at Gates A and Gate D. So when the fans enter the stadium at Gate A, you'll be faced by a large video board that is 8 feet wide, I'm sorry, 8 feet high and 30 feet wide. We'll show, if it's a 4 o'clock game, we'll be showing 1 o'clock games on those boards. During the game, we'll be showing our own game. Also a way to send messages to our fans. So it's we're excited about that. It's a split screen, so we can divide it up and show a lot of different elements. It'll be it'll make a big change in the lower concourse as you enter. The other thing we're doing in the lower concourse this offseason is we are introducing brick and steel trusses. As you when you look from at our stadium from the outside, you see a lot of brick and you see a lot of steel. You see that brick and steel look really throughout Camden Yards. We're going to bring that inside our concourse. So when you come into the concourse, all of the current columns that are simply concrete columns will be wrapped in brick, and there'll be steel trusses that will go down the concourse. So you can look at some of these pictures here. Probably see it best on that far shot over there. When we put the brick around the concrete columns, we're also going to be introducing new lighting up the columns, new signage on the columns, and new sort of seating rails and what I call condiment stands to facilitate the really putting ketchup on your hot dogs or mustard. Those are the major changes in the lower concourse that we're going to do this offseason. The following offseason, we'll go to the upper concourse and make comparable changes. We're introducing big video boards on the upper concourse, more brick, new lighting, also some new audio both on the lower and the upper will go in this year. Those are the major changes. Well, as the years go along, we'll be making other changes as well. It's a never-ending process. We've been spending $4 to $5 million a year on average since Steve Bisciotti took control of the stadium and the team in 2004. This is a bigger step than that, but I don't anticipate any slowdown. The Maryland Stadium Authority is not paying for this. We have made a request for them to pay a small portion of it. We're introducing new directional signage throughout the stadium. We requested them to share the cost of that. They're considering that request. That's a relatively minor portion of the $35 million. the balance of that is really coming from the Baltimore Ravens. We are also getting some money from Aramark, in return for which we are extending the concession agreement with Aramark for several years. Roy, I don't know if you want to talk a little bit about the construction process, and maybe Roy Sommerhoff, who's Vice President of Stadium Operations, is really taking the lead on this project for us. He and Kristen Powers have been, who is with Powers Creative, have been working on this for over a year. They visit a lot of other stadiums. They've looked at a lot of other places. We are really trying to make our stadium more vibrant, more welcoming, and just a better game day experience for our fans. But Roy, why don't you maybe have a few words to add?